The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long.
Okay, this is Rob Kermit Winterode II. I'm sitting in for John Stuttmuller. He's off today. I don't know what he's doing. He's off doing something, need a break or something. And I'm going to get in this hour what I found in the about the citizen of the United States. We do not understand the language being spoken in statutes, codes, in the codifications, your local codes, or traffic laws, all this stuff. We do not understand. We're being conned. We're being lied to by omission. When any time means is used for a term, it you can say lack of foundation, objection. And you go into these briefs, they use words like taxpayer and all these other things. They're all terms. There's 849 terms in Title 26. Not to mention there's five types of taxes under the Internal Revenue Laws. And in Rappert's case, they didn't even know what type of tax it was. They're all different. They're from ATF to individual, to employment taxes, gift taxes, excise taxes, the buried taxes like in alcohol. Those are, they're all different types of taxes. And they don't even know. They can't go there. Because we do not know. We don't understand what they're doing. One of the most amazing ones that they get away with is everybody is an individual. Yay! Fill out an individual tax return. Stated as a fact, there is no state income tax without a federal income tax. And that's a fact, because on every state income tax is a requirement to insert what you got from the federal. And we got that right out of Rappert's case in Minnesota. They gave us the information, and they still wouldn't use it. Trial by juries, federal, state, are a waste of time with tax. Bench trial is the only way to attach the law with the facts. Got that from Rappert, actually. I got to checking, and he was absolutely right. Never have a trial by jury with a tax case. And then what happened in Rappert's case up in Minnesota, we put into mandamus, and now they turn it into appeal, but we're going to work on that. They just leave out the statutes. The same thing the Ninth Circuit is doing about this 1181 or 1188 U.S.C. 1182F. They don't make a ruling on it. It never happened. This is what they do. I'm dealing with these high-powered attorneys out of D.C. There aren't a lot of these attorneys do not know what's going on. They really aren't. They're dumber than a rock. But there's some out of D.C. that had definitely understand the game. So, let's just take individual, then we're going to get into this other. 5 U.S.C. 552A is an alpha. 5 United States Code 552A. The term individual means who? A citizen of the United States or an alien lawfully admitted for permanent residence. That's an individual. Title 18, Section 911 is a felony. To claim to be a citizen of the United States and not be one. How in the hell would I claim? How would I prove I'm a citizen of the United States? Because I don't even know what it is. Tell me what it is. I have a document, a means. It's $150 now since Alaska's raised the rates and they're laying off people up here, the wrong people. Where you file in, you get your status correct as being a citizen of one of the several states. It's a 6-page document. It's got to be notarized. Your picture and all that. And it's modeled after the naturalization documents. to get into this country legally and lawfully. And then under Rule Evidence Rule 901, number 7, it becomes self-authenticating. So I send back four copies, certified copies, for you to use down the future. And they will mail you back the original in about a month. Then we go in and we change the voter registration to be a citizen or whatever, and we put that public notice on there and file it in. Got a couple of them bumped back in Minnesota because and they bumped them back in the wrong cases. But we're going to be taking that on. So an individual is a citizen of the United States or an alien lawfully admitted for permanent residence, not domicile. Can a citizen of the United States have a domicile? Nope. Why? He's a fiction in law. And if he was a fiction in law and established like a corporation, he would only have one domicile wherever he was established. That's fiction in law. And the 14th Amendment says, oh, and a resident of a state or resides in. So you're moving, you can be anywhere. How do they pull this off? The term United States is the outside limits. Territorial boundaries, they define United States territorial boundaries, not the union of the several states. The outside boundaries. So the United States is all territories, possession, whatever. That's how where a citizen of the United States can go, because it says right here on this other one, you can go anywhere in the territory under the territory or state. Well, guess what? There are no citizens of the several states when you're in a territory. You're a citizen of the United States in that territory under the absolute plenary power of Congress. When you get domiciled in one of the several states, you are then a citizen of Minnesota, citizen of California, citizen of Texas, citizen of Florida. And you're also an American citizen. Well, how are they getting away with this anchor baby stuff? If you are naturalized, which I have the documents, I've got them, I have to redact them because it's illegal to copy them or anything. They don't want you to see these things. When you are naturalized, you become a, quote, citizen of the United States of America, end quote, not a citizen of the United States. Then, with being naturalized, you can then get a domicile in one of the several states and become a citizen of wherever, Texas, and then you have the same privileges and immunities, as the Constitution says, to travel amongst all of these other foreign countries, foreign states, and be treated equally. It's an amazing concept. So an individual is a citizen of the United States or an alien lawfully admitted to be permanent. Imagine, an individual can be an alien with a residence, permanent residence. Really? Well, guess what? In this same thing, 5 U.S.C. 552A, they can't even keep the government, as we know it today, can't even keep records on you unless you're a citizen of the United States or an alien. That's also in 5 U.S.C. 552A. They can't have any records unless you are a citizen of the United States or an alien with a lawful residence. That's in their stuff. That's a fact. That's their stuff. It says means. They sign records and maintain and all that in this same statute. Well, let's go back to regulations. IRS. Income tax on individuals. This is 26 Code of Federal Regulations, CFR 1.1-1. 26 CFR Section 1.1-1. Income on individuals. Okie dokie. General Rule, Section 1 of the Code, that's Title 26, imposes an income tax on the income of every individual who is a citizen or resident of the United States. And they also got income of non-resident alien individual. Well, who's this? Citizens or residents of the United States liable to tax. In general, all citizens, this is down in B, all citizens of the United States, wherever resident, which means you can be just traveling around the world, or all resident alien individuals are liable for income taxes imposed by the code. Who is a citizen? That's in C. every person born or naturalized in the United States and subject to the jurisdiction is a citizen. What the heck does that mean? Born or naturalized, but subject to. Imagine in the 14th Amendment. Let me pull that up. Imagine having a law that said, by the way, robbery, the punishment is 5 years in jail, subject to something. Did you ever see subject to on laws for shooting somebody, killing them, robbing them, stealing? You ever see subject to? It's another game. It's another scam. Oh, look, you have to understand what subject to is. We have to go look up and see what subject to means. And subject to has a very definite meaning. I'm trying to find it here. I don't know why. I don't have the, I'll find it here in a minute. Subject to, there it is right here. Subject to. If you're subject to something, what does that mean? Am I subject to the laws of California? I'm in Alaska. Am I subject to laws of Texas? I don't know. What do you think? It's in the 14th Amendment. Subject to the jurisdiction thereof. What does that actually mean? There's got to be something that's got to be true when it says subject to. What does subject to mean? It has a real specific meaning. And subject to, oh gosh, I didn't put in subject to, I'm sorry here. Just a minute, I apologize. I put in, let's do this again here. Get down to the where I got it defined. I got a thing. Subject to, the term of subject to, it's in quotation marks, is defined in Black's Law. It's got a bunch of cases behind it. What's it mean? Subject to means I got to be liable. I got to be subordinate. I got to be subservient. I got to be inferior. Obedient to, semicolon, so one of those. Or it could be governed or affected by, another semicolon, provided that, another semicolon, provided another semicolon, or answerable. It's got to be one of those. It's got to be, there has to be a determination made before I am subject to something. One of the things, if I was subject to the sales tax in Wasilla, I would have to be in the freaking boundaries of Wasilla buying something, subject to that tax, right? So they got subject to. And it, taxes is only, all income tax is only for a citizen of alien. Well, who can lawfully uphold, who can lawfully withhold agent? Boy, this one's a killer. That we ain't all income tax, you will find terms, taxable year, state or federal, they always have to use the same, they'll use tax year and state, but they have to get back to taxable year. They have to have that. They have to have gross income, taxable year. I can't think of the other one. There's another one here. I'll get think of it in a minute. Taxable income. Anyway, there's a couple of them they always have to have, but there's the one that they always never, ever want to talk about. And what is that one? Why? What is it that they never want to talk about? Boy, they will shut you down. In Rappert's case up there, they had no idea what they were getting into when he showed up there. But they didn't want to talk about the terms. Well, wait a minute. How can you take testimony when somebody says you're a taxpayer and you don't know what the term means? Because the term taxpayer has got a lot of meanings. They're very specific. Oh, I guess we got a caller here. Okay, let me go look and see here. Bob in Michigan. Question, comment?
Yeah, up here in UP, Michigan.
What is UP? Up? What's Upper Peninsula? Is that what that means?
Correct. I'm on the south shore of Lake Superior.
Okay.
Love your show, Ralph, but you lost me about 15 minutes ago.
Well, you can go back and get the archives. That's one of the things, and keep listening. You can always call me up, too, but go ahead.
But no, most of the people out here, we ain't that smart, you know. We just like to live our lives, pay taxes that we feel are appropriate for you know, snow removal, the schools and all the rest, and ain't that good enough?
Nope. Not if you want to be who you are, because you see, do you know how many citizens of the United States has inalienable rights under the Creator, which we're going to get to here yet? I've got to get to this congressional record here before I run out of time. If you are a citizen of the United States, you have no inalienable rights from the Creator. Do you want to throw that away?
No, not really. Just love your show, Ralph, and I'll be gone. Have a good one.
Okay. I'm covering a lot today. It's a tough thing. You can get the archives out of Republic, or you can go to my show last Sunday. I have a show every Sunday from... it's 2 to 4, so it would be 5 to 7 Central Standard Time. Or email me or give me a call. I try to answer. I'm trying to give information with backed up by facts. Because, I have access to so much stuff. It's like I'm overwhelmed. I have so access to so much to put this stuff together. But I can prove these things. I can tell where to go look for them. And give you the documents. Read it. It's tough. I understand, because we're not taught. There is a parallel system running down here. We got the principalities of evil doing deception after our soul, and we got the Creator. And the Lucifer, or actually Satan, or the devil, has unlimited powers of deception. And he's doing a hell of a good job right now. So, let's see, where was I here? The citizens of the United States. Oh, the one thing that they really never want to talk about. Oh, boy, I'm telling you, talk about it. Well, you want to light a fire with one of these IRS cases. Get into who is going to be the withholding agent. Somebody has to take money and give it to somebody else, right? Who's going to do that? The definition is found in 26 U.S.C. 7701. 26 United States Code 7701, number 16. Now, what we have to understand is what makes it so difficult to read code today. They mix in a little bit of constitutional stuff. They mix in a whole ton of garbage, and it's all stirred into a freaking damn pot. And we are supposed to be able to discern what's going on. Well, the average person is not going to figure this out. I mean, it's got to be. I've been working on this for a long time myself, and I tell you what, I'm not real slow upstairs. But it takes. I keep having to get rid of what I think I know. It's so that's not, and then everything has to pass a test: factual test, logic test. Can I prove it? Does it make sense? What is a withholding agent? If there is a tax, and I go into Wasilla, Freddie Myers acts as a withholding agent for the state, or actually for the city of Wasilla, to hold out 3.5%. They're a lawful withholding agent. They put it on there. I thought it hurt. Okay. Steve in Canada? Really?
Yep.
Go ahead, Steve.
Hey, Ralph, how's it going? I just want to make the point that it's really easy to visit America. I've done it several times for work and on vacations. All you got to do is call ahead and call the consulate. It's not even a problem. I've never had a problem. I've visited there 6 times. So, I know you're speaking about immigration earlier.
Okay, so I'm sorry, you've never had a problem because of what? I missed the next part of your sentence. Because of what?
Well, I've never had a problem because I just call ahead and say, hey, I'm coming here to work, or I'm coming here on a vacation. You know, it's not a big deal. I mean, America has a good immigration policy. It's not that hard to deal with from another country. It's just that you got to call ahead and you got to, you know, dot your I's. It's really not that big of a deal.
Okay, well, if we're going to talk anymore, you got to hold. I think you hear the music, so we're going to break here. We've got to pay some bills.
Mm-hmm. Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Okay, we're back here, and Steve in Canada, when you come here, do you have to, do you fill out an individual income tax form to fill into the feds?
No, I just contact the consulates. I work with a company that sometimes we go down as a group for like 6 weeks to Houston. We just give our names, our flights. They say it's like between 6 months and 3 months. You get a stamp on your passport. That's it. It's not that difficult.
Well, let me. Okay, does the feds stay? Do they take any withholding money out?
I think the last time I paid $120.
Okay, so the feds do. So you have to do donate money to the feds if you're working down here, right?
Oh yeah. Yep.
But you don't file an individual income tax on in America though, right?
No, I don't.
So how do you? You don't ever get any of that money back. That money just goes down a rat hole, and it's for the privilege of working here, right?
That's the administration cost. That's correct.
Yeah, that's interesting.
But I've also gone on vacation down to Disneyland 3 times, and you don't have to pay anything. You just got to call. I mean, you call ahead, you call the consulate, and you get approved, basically.
Well, I don't know. Something must have changed because I've been back and through Canada a jillion times a long time ago. And we just went up there and they search in you, ask you a couple of questions, and you drive on through, and then you go to Alaska, and then you come back in. And it was no big deal crossing into Canada. I've never tried to work there, but
no,
they just want to know where you're going.
Yeah, our immigration policy with Americans, it's still the same. You could just drive up. But I think with a work visa, it's a little bit different. But like I said, when I go on vacation, I just call the consulate. I'm sure I could just drive across the border, but, I mean, I'm a conscious, you know.
Yeah, well, you have to have a passport anymore, or used to, so I assume it's still the same. So, well, that's interesting.
Yeah, probably the same.
Okay, yep, well, thank you.
Definitely. Yeah, thank you. Thanks, Ralph.
Yep. Okay, well, we're going to get to this other thing, but one of the things in California, I had some people send me the voter and driver's license registration stuff, and, of course, in California, you don't got to be anything. I got the voter thing. What does it take to be able to vote in California? See, they don't want, there's some of these states that they don't have picture IDs and all that because it is really prejudicial against all the minorities because all these minorities don't have picture IDs? You got to be kidding me, right? Are they so stupid? How the hell do they get on welfare and stuff? Driver's licenses, all this stuff. How do they do that? I just can't. Why would a picture ID be prejudicial to a minority? Oh, wait a minute. If you want to be a Democrat and want to be illegal, then that would be a good thing. Or you want to vote if you're dead. You know, there's a lot of that. Or vote in more than one state. So what does it take to in California? Then we're going to get to the main thing that I was trying to get to here, working up to it, trying to give a little bit of background so it makes some sense. I am a U.S. citizen. What is a U.S. citizen? U period S period citizen. It's not defined. I am a tooth fairy. Everybody knows you believe in tooth fairies. I mean, I used to get quarters under my pillow. I'll testify. There must be a tooth fairy. I saw quarters under my pillow when I was a kid. Right? There is no definition for a U.S. citizen. Doesn't mean anything. And a resident of California. That doesn't mean anything either. You got to answer yes. Second one, I'm 18 years or older. Yes. Then you go down. So now, so far, there's nothing that I have to do. No, anything. That's what it said. Print clarity. Go down here to it. And it said, I am a U.S. citizen and at least 16 years old. I am not currently in prison or on parole for the conviction of a felony. I am not prohibited from voting by a court because of mental incompetency. I understand that it is a crime to intentionally provide incorrect information on this form, and I declare under the penalty of perjury, under the laws of the state of California, that the information on this form is true and correct. I'm a U.S. citizen, it's not defined, resident of the United States, California. You can be anything. I can be a resident of California, up here. To vote, you must be at least 18. My language preference, well, let's see, it was English, Spanish, Tagalog, I don't know what the heck that is, Tagalog, Japanese, Chinese, Hindu, Vietnamese, Khmer, I don't know what that is, Thai or Korean. We don't even got to speak the English. So I signed up to be a fiction in law and I can vote in California with no picture ID. That's it. And there's no voter fraud, right? Mm-hmm, yep. Mm-hmm, yep. Back in a minute.
Around the clouds, what goes up must come down.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
I had gout in both my knees, and it's gone.
Well, I'm pretty stupid. I should have ordered it, like, you know, 15 years ago. It's the most effective product that I've ever bought in my life.
He had eczema on his hand, and it cracked for years. Mm-hmm. He did anything from doctor, every cream, everything. And 3 months on the veggies and fruit, it was gone.
They're just awesome. They keep asking me, what am I doing? I told them what I did with my cholesterol. I had the blood test, right? And it went down 100 points. 262, now it's 162. Everything is just perfect.
Balance of Nature is celebrating its 20th anniversary by providing you the best offer they've ever given. 2 free months of fruits and veggies and free shipping. Call now for details. Call 1-800-2468-751. That's 1-800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code TALK.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Okay, well, we're back here, and I want to get to this withholding agent, and we're going to get into this. We're not going to have a lot of time here yet. It's hard to lay a foundation. Withholding agent, who has the authority in these United States, not the, but these United States, one of the 50 sovereign countries, to withhold? 26 United States Code. 7701, 26 U.S.C. 7701, number 16, A16, withholding agent. The term withholding agents, in quotation marks, means, this is the exclusive use of means of withholding agent. Any person, what's a person in the IRS code? It's right above. It's an individual, citizen of the United States, or an alien. And it also includes corporations, LLCs, and all other stuff. So any person, got to be somebody, one of those, individual. So that puts it down to a citizen of the United States. That's where they like to put us. Required to. Is there any doubt about required? If it's required, is there any doubt? It's not a discretionary. Required to. What? What's the object of that? Deduct and withhold any tax. What's any tax? In the IRS code, there's subtitle A, individual income tax for citizens and aliens. There's a gift tax under Subtitle B. There's an employment tax under the Subtitle C. By the way, you can't get a which wages is under there. Wages is not. You can't have wages under this getting stuff from the IRS. They do it all the time. Subtitle E is excise taxes, like buried into alcohol and that. And we have ATF Subtitle E. So the term withholding agent means any person, we're going to say individual, required to, there's no doubt, deduct and withhold any tax, we're going to say Subtitle A, individual income taxes, under what? The provisions of what? That's a prepositional phrase. There are four code sections. 1441 of Title 26, that's non-resident alien. 1442 is a foreign corporation. I'm sorry, 1441 is a non-resident alien. 1442 is a foreign corporation. 1443 is a foreign organization. And 1461 is a hold harmless clause. If you're not one of those other three, somebody's withholding money, you can go sue them. But you're not going to get anywhere unless you get your status right and find out who in the heck you are and get it into the public record and then sign up to quit voting for an overthrown government as a citizen of the United States. All these states, voters, there is no elective franchise for a citizen of the United States. A anchor baby is a citizen of the United States. They are not a citizen of the United States of America. Because that requires 5 years, and that's the naturalization laws. That's the matrix side. That's an anchor baby. So, what did I find in the 1938 congressional record? This is January the 13th. And it's an amazing doc, absolutely. I haven't got it all. I mean, it's just amazing. Between the Administrative Procedures Act of 1946 and this, these are my two greatest condensed things that I found in the congressional record. This is January 13th, and it's pages 432 to 447. If you haven't seen it, just email me, but you have to put in IRS in the subject matter so I can find you, because they're just pounding me with nonsense anymore from all kinds of rubbers, vagina, penis, you name it, all kinds of garbage. But IRS on the subject matter and what you'd like to see. If you want to see this document, it's an amazing document. Views of the Minority, number 1956, 49th Congress, second session in the Senate of the United States, February 25th, 1887, ordered to be printed. They redid it in 1938, and the congressional record. There's so much in this, but let's get down to the real super, super meat of this. This is on page 438, and they're talking about the 13th Amendment, slavery, 14th, and the 15th, about the right to vote. These amendments, so far as they relate to the questions now involved, consist wholly of negations, prohibitions, always on state action and sometimes on federal action. So the 13th, 14th, and the 15th Amendments are prohibitions, not compulsions, not things to do, things you cannot do. No state shall make or enforce any law which shall abridge the privilege and immunities of the citizens of the several states, nor any state deprive any person of life, liberty, or the property without due process of law, nor deny any person within its jurisdiction equal protection of the laws. The 15th Amendment, the citizen of the United States to vote shall not be denied or abridged by the United States or by any state or account of race, color, previous condition, or servitude. There is no elective franchise, Supreme Court has said, to for a citizen of the United States. What it means is no state can make a law, and then they get covered under citizen of the United States for Congress to come in and say, oh, well, you've got to be a citizen of the United States because we made it up, and we're going to enforce that. Now it gets down to the real killer. These two paragraphs are, I don't know what to say. It is now firmly settled, and they're basing this on Supreme Court cases. Slaughterhouse is one of them. Cruikshank is another one. United States versus Harris, many of them. These provisions are directed solely against state laws and state action through persons or agents clothed with state authority. Let me read that again. 13th, 14th, and the 15th is only against who? Directly solely against state laws and state action through persons or agents clothed with state authority. It is also settled that the power conferred on Congress to enforce these provisions is a power only to enforce prohibitions against state actions, that the rights conferred on persons under them are not positive, original rights, that the rights conferred on persons under them are not positive, original rights. That is us, the citizens of the several states. But the right only to exemption from and protection against the prohibited state action. The power of Congress to interfere in any case is purely a power of correction, a power to redress against a prohibited state action, that the exercise and actual exercise of the efficient power of Congress under these amendments presupposes state action of the kind prohibited. And until there be such prohibited state action, the power of Congress is wholly dormant, and without such action really being taken somewhere at some time, the power of Congress would sleep forever. Is that a mouthful? So what in the holy hell are we signing up to be a citizen of the United States? It's to get a benefit. There is nothing until the state does something to prejudice, race, color, and all that, citizens of the several states. There is no authority for the state to say you got to be a citizen of the United States to vote. Because like in Minnesota, when you become a citizen of the United States, it also says you're a taxpayer and you can write off your donations. That's how they hook us. Babcock is one of the Babcock versus United States, 1913. Anytime you accept a benefit, shut the hell up. Because whatever benefit you got, it can there can be no remedy, no court, and totally without any justice. That's what they said. Supreme Court. If you're going to get a benefit, you signed up for whatever it is. Well, you then shut the hell up. This is the game they're playing today. It's not really a game. It's under the Star Chamber. Trilemma. There's a lot of ways that they did the Star Chamber, but trilemma is one of the major ones. They get you, number one, to incriminate yourself. How do we get you to incriminate yourself? Second, under the penalties of perjury. I give you a damn form. Everything's got a form anymore. Under the penalties of perjury, true and correct. You have to incriminate yourself. Under the penalties of perjury. That's the second part of trilemma. There are three things. What's the third one? Oh, we're going to find you in contempt. We're going to take your property. We're going to put you in jail because you didn't sign a Form 1040 under the penalty of perjury, which is for individuals, which is for citizens of the United States. We no speak the English. They're speaking code. It's as foreign as Morse code if you do not know Morse code. What we think we know is not so. It goes on, in no case under these amendments, so far as the present controversy is concerned, can the power of Congress be made to reach either for punishment or correction or redress in any way, civil or criminal, the acts of private individuals. Now, this individual is you and me. We're a unique man, woman, whatever, out of a group. On this last point, the controversy was long between the sectional majority in Congress and the Constitution. But in the end, the Constitution triumphed fully, completely. They're talking about all these Supreme Court cases. It would be interesting to trace the progress of the decisions of the court from the first to the last involving the facts in each case warranted the true meaning of these amendments. It would take too long. So what are, and they go into, what are the rights of the citizens of the United States in this. It's an amazing document. I tell you, it takes a while to absorb all this. The rights are, this is on page 437, the right to come to the seat of government that's D.C., to assert any claim he may have upon the government, to transact any business he may have with it, to seek its protections, to share its offices, to engage in administrating its functions. How do you get the protections of a citizen of the United States? You go into Title 42, United States Code 1983. 42, United States Code 1983. That's for citizens of the United States, and you have to put in your complaint under color of law. I've done one of those against state troopers, and I won at the Ninth Circuit. But you have to put in under color of law. What's color of law? What the hell happened to law? Oh, no, we don't talk about that. It's under color of law. It looks like, but it's not. 42, USC 1983. The rights of free access to the seaports through which all operations of foreign commerce are conducted, to the sub-treasuries, land offices, and the courts of justice in the several states. You know how many courts of justice in the several states I've seen so far? None. You know how many public offices we have in Alaska? None. How many have taken the 41 little words for public officer? None. They can't get the words right. The bar took over in 1974. They changed the 3rd District, 3rd Judicial District. They changed the seals, names of the courts, everything. And then they put it under the bar. They put in affidavits to an affidavit and an oath that they have to take to support the bar. So these people that are bar attorneys have to operate in a rigged system. They want to stay there. The right to demand the care and protection of the federal government over life, liberty, and property when on the high seas and within the jurisdiction of a foreign government. The right to peacefully assemble and petition Congress for a redress of grievances and to the writ of habeas corpus, which you don't see the writ of true habeas corpus ad subjunctum anymore either, because citizens of the United States don't have one. When you are a citizen of the United States, you're under the absolute plenary power of Congress. United States of America is a sovereign body politic, not United States. United States of America is a sovereign body politic. I got that in two briefs with the IRS. It's Congress, because the states no longer have standing since the 17th Amendment, and we don't have standing because I'm not a citizen of Alaska. I want to be a citizen of the United States. I don't want no frickin' damn Constitution. I don't want any inalienable rights under the Creator. What the hell? I want to be out there in just la-la land under the likes of McCain and Lindsey and all those crazy. There's, golly. The right to use the navigable waters of the United States, however they may penetrate the territory of the several states. Oh, we're actually talking about several states. They still exist. All rights secured to citizens by treaties with foreign nations. The right to become a citizen of a state by residing in it. Oh, be damned. They don't say domicile, but they say residing. I can be a citizen of a state, really? Well, then why the hell don't the state use them? Why is everything a citizen of the United States? Go look at your codes. Look how kind of vote. Federal courts. Supposed to be a jury of your peers. You got to be a citizen of the United States before the court was impaneled. In Alaska, you got to be a citizen of the United States. That's how I got a whole bunch of misdemeanors dropped when I was trying to fight this registration nonsense. I said, you got around, you testified you're a citizen of the United States under oath. What the hell is it? You don't know what it is, and you just testified to it? I disqualified the old freaking damn jury. I got a bunch of ignorant people up here. Duh. Then proceeds the court. There are rights which pertain to a citizen in his character of a citizen of the United States, and they are therefore subject to federal jurisdiction and power, which grow out of the prohibitions in the Constitution of the United States on state action. Of such is the right to be absolved from all consequences of bills of attainder, ex post facto laws, laws impairing the obligation of contracts enacted by the states, and the right secured against prohibited state actions as expressed in the 3 new amendments to the Constitution. Is this amazing? You ever see anything like this? I never have. Not summed up this way. And this is, let's see, 432 to 47. 42 would be 10, about 15 pages. And they go in on these different cases, Slaughterhouse and Cruikshank, and several different case citing out of the Supreme Court kept holding because Congress kept trying to break out. When did Congress actually officially break out? March 3rd and March 4th, 1933. And how would I know that? I was researching the Federal Register Act, where a president of the United States, of a federal agency, means president of the United States. This sounds ill. How could a federal agency means president of the United States? That's a Federal Register Act of 1935. I said, how in the heck did they pull that one off? Back in a minute.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Well, we're back here. And by the way, this David Lopman, I just saw this, just came in, the chief of counterintelligence for the DOJ. He's been identified as the leak up there in one of the, he's an Obama guy. And he's the one that can stop all these investigations and stuff. Ain't that just special on Hillary? Okay, back to what I was going to talk about here to close out. When did this all happen? Here it is in a, this is March 4th, 1935. And this is under the publication of governmental rules and regulations. And this is the government talking here now. In the first 15 months after March 4th, 1933, President alone issued 674 executive orders. And he goes on talking about how there's so many of them, and it's called the National Recovery Administration. 2,998 administrative orders, and they call them law. They say there's over 10,000 pages of law. March 4th, 1933. Well, the obvious question then, if you're into forensic type thing that I am, well, how did this happen on March 4th, 1933? What happened on March 3rd, 1933? So I went back in the statutes and look, and well, I'll be a golly gee whiz. We got Mr. Hoover was in on this too. This is a House of Representatives report number 887. They repealed, and Hoover signed this on March 3rd, 1933. The last day in office, he signed it. The purpose of this bill is to remove from the statute books by express repeal 1,006 obsolete sections of the revised statutes. 1,006 on his last day in office. Now, isn't that just strange? Do you believe in just happenstance? The very last day he signed repeals 1,006, he gutted the statutory law of our republic. Now, we had the 1926 code, which they do repealers on. Imagine, from 1936 or 1926 to 1933, they magically found 1,006 of them that they didn't know about. And they repealed the 1878 ones. Hey, can you believe this? Right, uh-huh. I got that. March 4th. The National Recovery Administration, that's when we started executive orders, when the federal agency means President of the United States, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, was the first guy that did this officially. March 4th, 1933. That's when we entered what's called, and I found the other document in the 1946 Administrative Procedures. All these agencies, it's called the Headless Fourth Branch of Government. They're not elected by us. They use regulations, and none of them have the force and effect of law, and they only can regulate citizens of the United States, and only if we sign up. And until we figure out who we be, we're not going anywhere. If you want to be a citizen of the United States, you have no inalienable rights under the Creator. All these churches are signed up. 501c3s, yay! You got to give up your birthright before you can come into my church, like Esau. I don't want you to have the law of the land. I don't want you to be a citizen of one of the several states. No, because I want to come in just like they did when Christ threw out the money changers. I want to come in here and give $100, then I write it off for the IRS, so I didn't really give anything. I think Christ had something to say about that. Well, anyway, I hope you got something out of the show today, and I'm sure John will probably be back tomorrow. So if you want to get a hold of me, Ralph at AlaskaMinuteman.com. And as I always say, watch out for the federales. They're everywhere.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines.
I know I've got you excited. So take a breath, head to aroutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at aroutfitting.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.